situation. Moving on to issue 21 on freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. We know that the freedom of expression and peaceful assembly are very important for a democratic society. And here we are concerned that there have been several attacks on journalists and civil society activists during the reporting period. The most notorious ones include the murder of Katarina Grantsiuk, Vitaly Oleshko, Mykola Byczko, attacks on Serhiy Sternenko, Oleg Ruban, Serhiy Mokryakov, Vitaly Stumenko, Serhiy Nitinenko, and others. Unfortunately, it seems that the response of the authorities investigating and prosecuting the perpetrators seemed to take a long time. My question to the delegation is, what specific measures has the government taken, the state party taken, to prevent the adequate and adequately investigate instances of harassment, intimidation, and assaults by various actors, including extreme right-wing groups against journalists and other media professionals in connection with their professional activities, as well as against human rights defenders, particularly anti-corruption, LGBT, and gender activists? My second question here concerns the classification of these crimes. So is the prosecution authority accurately classifying such attacks against journalists under the Ukraine Criminal Code? And taking steps to speedily investigate all acts of harassment, intimidation, assault, and bring perpetrators to justice. Now, I appreciate that the prosecution in every country is overburdened in fighting crime. There are lots of issues that need to take precedence, but I would want to think that creating an atmosphere where journalists feel protected is also very important. My third and last question under this issue is a request for an update on the status of investigations and trials in case of the killings of journalists and media professionals, in particular the cases of Oles Buzina, Pavlo Sheremet, and Vadim Komarov. And I have to draw the attention here that the first two cases have been, in a sense, in the process being investigated for 5 and 6 years. I move on to issue 22 on freedom of expression and peaceful assembly, and here I want to preface my questions by saying that we are concerned that the Ukrainian public broadcasting company remains underfunded, or it seems that it remains underfunded despite an increase in the budget in 2020. And we're also concerned by claims that the National Council of Television and Radio Broadcasting is not sufficiently independent and impartial, and that its members seem to operate along political lines. I have three questions under this. There are broad restrictions on freedom of expression online on national security grounds, leading to the blocking of inter alia Russian websites, email services, and Russian social media networks, and prosecutions of online expression that allegedly calls for extremism or separatism or otherwise threatens territorial integrity. And here I'm interested in what safeguards are in place to ensure that only extremist websites or propaganda for war are restricted, while other social and mass media and communication channels remain available to the public. There are concerns about the violation of the confidentiality of journalistic sources in practice, particularly with respect to journalists reporting on high-profile cases of corruption and inadequate protection of whistleblowers. In two recent cases against Natalia Sledetska, a reporter for Radio Free Europe, program schemes and Ukrainian public broadcaster, and Kristina Berdunsky, a writer for Novaya Vremya, prosecutors sought to violate the confidentiality of journalistic sources by gaining access to the journalist's telephone records through court order. These attempts and decisions to give access to information about confidential communication between a journalist and their sources are of concern and could encourage further attempts of authorities to interfere with journalists' work, foster censorship, and discourage their investigative work. What measures does the state party intend to take to investigate these incidents and prevent any such developments in the future? Third and last question before I return to some very briefly to some follow-up questions. The committee has said that states should honor the confidentiality of sources by recognizing and respecting the rights of freedom of expression, embrace the limited journalistic privilege not to disclose information sources in General Comment 34, paragraph 45. A draft law on whistleblower protection, which would clarify legal protection for journalists, confidential sources, and public interest whistleblowers, was introduced to the Verkhovna Rada in 2016, but it was neither debated nor adopted. What steps will the government take to protect whistleblowers through an adequate law? Now, very quickly, a few follow-up questions, and I'll have to go back to issues concerning COVID-19. Here, concerning the population's vaccination for COVID-19, I would like to note that the percentages of people vaccinated are about 20% with at least one dose and about 16% fully vaccinated. And my question here, and this relates, of course, to Article 6, when do you expect to have vaccinated most of the population, and what is the situation with regard to access to vaccination for those that do not have a fixed address or are undocumented? Moving on to other questions, what steps concerning gender equality? What steps are being taken to ensure representation of women representing vulnerable groups, including, among others, women with disabilities, ethnic minorities, LGBTI, and IDPs? And you informed us yesterday that the gender pay gap is at about 20%. So basically, women are generally working one day for free. So I'm wondering what the government then will do to address this issue. And my final question under issue 10, the follow-up question. According to information before the committee, a number of killings perpetrated in the context of the armed conflict remain unpunished. Please indicate the measures taken to investigate and bring to justice the perpetrators, including specifically in the cases of Volodymyr Cherepnya, Oleksandr Minchonok, and Roman Postolenko, all of whom were civilians. Thank you very much, and I look forward to the delegation's answers.